Hello, everybody, and welcome to the January 13th recording and the first of the 2023 calendar year of the CASB School Board Advocate recording. Alongside me today, as always, is none other than Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. Don't forget to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access more information available through links and other resources. You'll find the School Board Advocate by logging into the CASB website at www.casb.org under the Advocacy tab. Now I'm going to pass it along to the amazing Matt Cook.
Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate it. Very kind of you to say that. Again, I would echo Happy New Year, everyone. I guess we can do that for another couple days, and then after that, it's just 2023. So we are off and running legislatively. The General Assembly convened this week, and they've already introduced nearly 100 bills. And I would imagine after today's work, it will be over 100. So we are particularly excited to see where that goes. A couple of things that I would encourage CASB folks to do. Bryce mentioned it. Go out to the CASB website. We have a brand new advocacy tool. And if you click on that advocacy tab on the website, if you give us your email and your zip code, we will get you in our database. And that way, we will have action items that will go out to you, emails, so you can contact legislators are related to important issues, and there are going to be some big ones this year where we really need the CASB membership to bring their voice to the Golden Dome. If you are not able to access that, you can also text. If you text the letters CASB, so CASB, to 50457, you will receive a text back, and once you allow us, agree to allow us to send you text messages, we can send you alerts and get you going with that as well. Obviously, if you have any questions at all, please give us a call or email the CASB staff, and we'll be happy to help you. So, speaking of the legislative session, the 74th General Assembly of Colorado convened the first of two regular sessions, and I think it's going to be an interesting year. One, if you were watching the elections last November, Democrats in Colorado took significant majorities in both chambers, both in the House and in the Senate. They retained the governorship. Governor Jared Polis was reelected to his second term. Democrats control almost all of the, they do control all of the state offices, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Treasurer, all of those are Democratic officials. And so I think what that means for Colorado is not so much that Colorado has become a Democratic state, because the unaffiliated block of voters is the largest block now, much larger significantly than either the Republican or the Democrats, and that a lot of those unaffiliateds are leaning a little bit more Democratic. So big majorities, and we've got some information that will be on the CASB website to help you keep track of all of that, as well as the bill trackers and a number of other resources that will help you kind of keep all of that in line. What are we expecting for the 2023 legislative session? A couple of things I will tell you is it's going to be a tight revenue year for the legislature. With inflation and a few other things, they are not going to have much money for discretionary bills. So above and beyond the things that they have to fund, corrections, public schools, health and human services, there's not much money available for other initiatives. So that will require them to do either cut some of the things that they want to do, or also look for ways to run legislation that doesn't have a cost associated with that. So what does that mean for like the budget stabilization factor and school finance and the new at-risk student factor? All of that's in play, so it'll be really important for CASB folks to stay in touch with legislative issues, talk to your fellow board members, consult with your superintendents as we head down that road towards a budget. We'll need to really advocate for the things that are important to us. Special education is one issue. BEST, the Building Excellent Schools Today program, that one is hugely important. Issues related to educator pay, educator recruitment and retention, all of those things are going to be in play. As Bryce mentioned, in the electronic version of the Advocate, we have links to a number of things, including the governor's supplemental budget request. He makes significant changes to his initial budget request, which he sent over to the JBC in November. And so I encourage you to go out and take a look at some of those things. As Governor Polis continues, I think, to look at a future run for the presidency at some point, He clearly is articulating things that he is supportive of. Universal pre-K, obviously. He made a strong statement in regard to math education and how we need to do better in some of those pieces. So I encourage you to go out, look at some of those resources. And the other thing I'm going to strongly encourage you to do is join the CASB staff at one of the CASB member days at the Capitol. We have 3 days in February, all specifically set aside for CASB membership. There is no cost to attend these, but you do need to register. We have a really good day scheduled for those folks who come down to the Capitol. We will start with a breakfast and a briefing. We'll walk over to the Capitol. We'll be able to observe the action in both chambers. If you have contacted your legislator ahead of time, they may be inviting you down onto the floor. Then we will go back, have lunch, debrief, talk about some other issues, and that allows you to get a significant sense of how things operate under the Gold Dome. So those days are coming up. The registration and all the details are on the CASB website. The other thing that's exciting this year as well, we have a dedicated student day where if you want to bring students down to the Capitol, we're going to cap that at 100 people just because the Capitol is not a large building, and while we would certainly love to have as many folks join us as we can, we need to keep that number around 100. And so I encourage you to go out, take a look at those, and schedule one of those days in February to come down, join us at the Capitol, learn a little bit about how your legislators work, and also, more importantly, express the important issues related to local school boards and boards of education and what happens under the Gold Dome. So with that, I encourage you to stay tuned. Keep your eye on your mailbox from updates from CASB. And that's all the news that fits this month, or this week, I guess, Bryce.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing all that, Matt. That's a lot of great information that you're able to put together, especially with everything going on and the number of times you get to go down to the Capitol yourself. All right, so the school board advocate will be published the second and fourth Friday of every month all the way up through the end of this legislative session. And as Matt said, if you haven't already registered for the CASB Days at the Capitol, you can do that on the CASB website in the events tab under the professional development menu item. This is going to be an amazing opportunity to strengthen the voice of school boards with lawmakers at the state level. This wraps up the January 13th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. We look forward to having you listen to us next time on January 27th. But until then, have a wonderful weekend.